This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a big, big broadcast lined up for you today with several special guests in studio. We have the full JFK files now released, the final tranche on Saturday night when the president fully delivered. We have Kevin Spacey, who I have always heard from the sources, and of course it's been rumored online for many years, is the big high-powered Hollywood star who reportedly molested people. Well, he's apologized for basically trying to rape a 14-year-old boy that they drug into some adult party that he took back in a bedroom. And of course we all know that's the tip of the iceberg, but here's what's really key. Spacey was on the Lolita Express, the big rape wagon with wings that Bill Clinton and others were on. Yeah, that whole house of cards is coming down. That's why the swamp is desperate, and their champion is Mueller. And the president's saying, hey, America, do something. They're the criminals. Here's the report. Trump's in press conferences and tweets saying, man, Hillary got caught paying for the dossier that they got from the conservatives, so-called conservatives, Jeb Bush and others, and putting all the PP Gate stuff in there. The Trump already knows all that. He has all the intelligence. But now, because it's in the news, he's out talking about it. And John McCain's involved as well. Trump calls for prosecution of Democrats after reports of impending indictment in Russian probe. Do something, he says.
Yeah, it's been more than a year. The State Department is holding tens of thousands of documents on a case that they claim is closed. And when I met with Attorney General Sessions, much like Ron DeSantis did, I basically got a stiff arm. I got an attorney general that said he would not comply. He wasn't going to do any sort of prosecutions. And it's such a huge difference. When he was a senator, he would have never put up with that. But the deep state is very real. They're pushing back.
Oh, but now Mueller is investigating Democrat lobbyist Tony Podesta, says the NBC. They're being forced to do that to make it look like he's impartial. The guy himself is worse than the Podesta brothers and almost as bad as Hillary when it comes to being in bed with Russian companies and transferring uranium in suitcases to them. I mean, wow. Who transfers weapons-grade uranium on tarmacs to the FSB? That's the KGB.
This is about corruption. It's about collusion and potentially treasonous activity. Members of the Obama administration at the cabinet level, as there was an FBI investigation of racketeering on uranium by Russia in America, approved this deal. Hillary Clinton approved a deal that would give 20% of our uranium to a nation like Russia that supports rogue regimes. This is massive, Sean.
They want you to be corrupt and they'll leave you alone. It's why they don't like Trump. He's not corrupt. They don't have any bodies. They don't have any skeletons. They don't have anything to get him.
Everyone is colluding with Russia except Trump. Basically, you've got the Podesta group, you've got the Hillary campaign, you've got the DNC, you've got the FBI, you've got Christopher Steele, who you credit as an ex-MI6 agent. He's not just any old ex-MI6 agent. He's the head of the Russia desk at MI6.
Trump calls for prosecution of Democrats as reports of impending indictments in Russia probe. Do something, he says. Never seen such Republican anger and unity as I have concern. The lack of investigation on Clinton made fake dossier. Now $12 million. Yeah, that's what they paid for somebody to make up. Trump got pissed on, excuse me. Trump demands Republicans do something in Twitter meltdown. No, you have Robert Mueller, literally so in bed with the Russians, so paid off, so bought off. That's what globalism is selling your country out. I mean, there's 100 times a sellout to China. That doesn't make the Russian stuff okay. But what do you think the Russians are going to do when we've got people running the country literally selling the nation off? That's what globalists and leftists are. They tell us they hate America. This is so...
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
The Mexicans, led by the dictator Santa Anna, had a Pyrrhic victory back in 1836 at a place called San Antonio. Makeshift fort called the Alamo. They killed everybody inside the building in a three-day battle. But then they lost the war. And I can guarantee you, looking into the historical ramifications of what's happening right now, that even if the globalists are able to kill Trump or remove Trump or kill me or remove myself, Matt Drudge, the few folks out there fighting, the people are awake, and you can be absolutely assured that globalism will fall. Globalism is failing. It's dead on arrival. It's falling apart faster than we thought. All over Europe, all over Latin America, all over Asia, even in areas of Africa, people understand globalism is a new form of corporate colonialism, playing the nation states off against each other. So that's the incredible news here. But I got to be honest with you. It is disgusting. It is depressing. It is infuriating. It is enraging. It is nauseating to know all about Russiagate and to know that the Democratic Party, the entire leadership of it, everyone you investigate is deep in with the communist Chinese, the Russians, the globalists, selling the country out. That's what they do. That's their religion. That's their operation. It's why they hate the country. You got to hate something you're willing to destroy. It's a prerequisite. So what they're doing now is projecting onto Trump and the Make America Great Again movement that's got the dollar up, the stock market up, thousands of companies coming back, jobless numbers the lowest they've been now since 1984. I mean, the numbers are coming in, and the globalists are trying to kill tax cuts. They're trying to kill making our country more competitive again, where our corporate tax is at least even with China, not 15% for China, 40% for us. The globalists have become rulers of the world to a great extent, off of our labor, off of our work, off of our backs. And we've got a president who is simply not out to get the country. And these scumbags, these swamp creatures, and their swamp king, Mueller, believe they can overturn a duly elected president with their fraud. And to see them, when Mueller is involved with all these Russian companies in incredible corruption on its face and in tarmac uranium transfers and so much more, it makes you ask your question, how on earth are they even trying to get away with this? But here's the good news. They didn't get away with trying to steal the primaries from Trump. They didn't get away with trying to keep him from getting the nomination. They didn't get away with trying to have the electors be faithless and then not seat him as the president on January 21st. They failed. And with every passing day they don't get Trump out of office, our victory becomes that much more accelerated. It's already assured. This is an incredible time to be alive, ladies and gentlemen. A truly amazing time to be alive and to be witnessing all of this unfolding. And so everything you're seeing are desperation acts to cover up the crimes that they've committed. You notice that they were going to wait at least a few weeks longer for these Manafort indictments that we broke exclusively yesterday. We actually broke it on Friday, but we gave the names, not just to Manafort, but others, on Saturday and then on Sunday here exclusively. But all of this is being done because it all came out last week, what we already knew about Fusion, GPS, and the fake PP Gate and the Uranium One deals and the payoffs and the lying to Congress and all the rest of it. So what are they going to do when they've been illegally leaking, when the FBI has been involved in all these crimes, when Mueller and Comey killed the investigations into Uranium One back 7-8 years ago? What are they going to do? They're going to go for broke and try to take Trump and this American resurgence out. That's all they can do. So they're fighting like men fighting for their lives because they are. And the arrogance you see from them is a cloak they wear for how precarious and how weak their position is even in this current fight, which their 5-to-1 chances they're going to lose this. But if they win it, it's a Pyrrhic victory. Dyed in the wool, textbook, Encyclopedia Britannica, Webster's Dictionary definition. Just look around you everywhere. They're losing the culture war in a complete realignment globally. A mega event has taken place, and nothing will put their fraud back up on the horse again. That said, it's going to be a tough road, but people are striking back. We strategically, during the campaign last year, began to expose the pedophile rings that the Clintons and others are involved with. We took the hit. We put it all out there first, the spirit cooking, you name it. Knowing that would give witnesses courage to start coming forward and give law enforcement courage to move. Once we got Trump in, who we knew wanted to go after him, another green light was put out there so the real battle could begin between the different deep states, the American people and America, and the globalists and their deep state. That's now happening. And we've told you, and we've had articles up on Infowars.com, that reportedly one of the kingpins of this in Hollywood is the darling of the left, Kevin Spacey. He's now apologized for dragging a 14-year-old boy into a room trying to have sex with him. Ladies and gentlemen, what are grown men doing with 14-year-olds at their male parties? Now, the media spun this that, oh, he admits he's gay. He's come out of the closet. Well, that's like telling me that a walrus, you know, has a big, long tusk or lives in the northern Atlantic Ocean. Or that birds fly in the sky. They change the subject. Oh, he's come out. He's gay. Oh, they think that will obscure things. Oh, Kevin Spacey's gay? We didn't know that. How about the word is he's a pedophile as well that likes young boys? Just like the deputy pope who just got arrested. And so the empire is on the run, ladies and gentlemen. We're on the march, and we told you this is all coming. So here's how this works for the globalist. Every day, they try to bring the republic down. More of your operatives are going to get burned in your cult. And by the way, you know you're fighting for your lives because we're not going to stop. But everybody knows it's got to be accelerated now as quickly as possible. So you want to fight, you're in the arena with us. You got your sword and your short sword out, so do we, and we're just going to town, and the fight's on. And if you look at yourself, you're bleeding a lot worse than we are. And politically, when we're done, ear to ear, sword's going through. So understand that. Another one up under the throat to the top of the head. There's going to be a nice Christian cross with swords sticking out of your political carcass when we're done with you. And you understand that. A lot of us may not make it through what's about to happen, but this is the great animating contest of liberty. This is the tree of liberty. This is what it's all about. This is what people should beg on their knees before God to be part of. because historically it's all happening right now. The pedophile networks are coming down. The international espionage networks set up where they, quote, do it legally through globalism, shelling out the nation state, looting the taxpayer, engaging in social warfare operations to dumb the populations down. All of that's being drug out in the open. And the globalists now are seeing the light of day, and they're panicking because they don't like the light. This is an incredible time to be alive. And I'm extremely honored to be here with you as all this begins to unfold. But they're going to try to use distractions of, oh, he's gay, or, oh, guys hit on women in Hollywood, and make that the crime. The diversion of, oh, he's gay, so everything's okay if he likes little boys. And, oh, look, men, Adam Sandler got seen patting a woman on the knee. Oh, my God, it's rape. They're trying to throw up all this smokescreen. Because the rabbit hole goes a lot deeper than just 14-year-olds getting drug into bedrooms so Kevin Spacey can try to have sex with them. It goes down to little kids, little babies, and it, of course, ends with human sacrifice. Stay with us.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. Why would you go anywhere else? Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com.
Chad here, owner of Infidel Body Armor. With the shooting in Vegas, there will be calls to ban guns and body armor. You can expect prices to rise dramatically in the coming weeks as gun grabbers try to outlaw your freedom. If you don't have your armor kit yet, you are behind the curve. Don't miss your window of opportunity. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on Specials. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. preparewithgcn.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Coming up, Roger Stone, former business partners with Paul Manafort, will give us the exclusive intel on the latest shoes to drop because Mueller's eyeing to indict more people associated with Trump for crooked toenails, not filling out tax forms right 10 years ago, you name it, because they have to create the illusion that Trump, again, was on the Russian payroll. But notice, we're talking about stuff years ago that Manafort was doing in major campaigns with pro-Western candidates that it turns out Podesta was involved with as well, and it has nothing to do with the president, nothing to do with Russia. But they're interviewing the renters at Trump Towers around the world. They're interviewing members of his golf course clubs by the thousands. Pure harassment. And then I guess just seeing who they can indict for a bounced check 5 years ago. This is beyond any witch hunt ever seen. And it's being done by Robert Mueller that killed the investigations along with Comey into the Clintons and Uranium One with FBI informants with photos, videos, and documents with hundreds of millions of dollars being transferred to them. Wow. And President Trump rightly has come out and started tweeting. He says the uranium to Russia deal, the 33,000 plus deleted emails, the Comey fix, and so much more. Instead, they look at phony Russia Trump. Collusion, which doesn't exist. The Dems are using this terrible and bad for our country witch hunt for evil politics. But the Republicans are now fighting back like never before. There is so much guilt by the Democrats, Clinton, and now the facts are pouring out. Do something! All of this Russia talk right now, the Republicans are making their big push for historic tax cuts and reform. Is this coincidental? Not. And that's it. You have the Federal Reserve trying to sabotage things with interest rate hikes. You've got big global banks trying to drive down the stock market. I mean, this country is under globalist attack with the communist Chinese backing the whole thing. And Hollywood running around like a rabid dog. Report out of the Obama campaigns paid $972,000 to Fusion GPS, but have testified they paid nothing. The firm also got $12 million from the DNC, but nobody knows who okayed it. Sorry, but this is years ago before Manafort was part of the Trump campaign. But why aren't Crooked Hillary and the Dems the focus? Also, there is no collusion. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Meanwhile, we've always heard that Kevin Spacey is the leader of the gay mafia. And there's been folks that are gay in Hollywood that have talked about getting jobs, getting parts. It's not just about having sex with these folks. It's that you have to be in the in club. It's like a clique or the cool guys in school. And that's why the media focuses on the heterosexual club so much, because that's not even the dominant club in Hollywood. And that's now coming out. But the media will spin it that people are going after Kevin Spacey because he came out as gay today. Why did he come out as a homosexual? I'm a heterosexual. We're going to use the scientific term here. We're not going to follow the politically correct words anymore. Why? Why, ladies and gentlemen, did they do this? As a smokescreen, here it is. Kevin Spacey apologizes to Anthony Rapp, comes out. And, of course, Anthony Rapp has just had the courage to talk about what happened over a decade ago, decades ago, because, folks, the word is Spacey's already been implicated, and we're only hours away. from more people coming forward. Just like we heard with Harvey Weinstein, it wasn't just full-grown women. It was 16, 17-year-olds. Now that's coming out. And it wasn't just groping. It was raping. And now that's coming out. And, of course, Kevin Spacey was just acting while he was inebriated. Well, that's what we're hearing. Well, I wonder when the other cases come out, if it's just acting out while you're inebriated. Is it okay if Weinstein was inebriated? And these are the groups always moralizing to flyover country and telling us how bad it is to be Christian or how bad it is to be conservative or, you know how bad it is to want traditional values. And but they want to run the Department of Education and they want to sexualize children to make them tolerant. And Salon Magazine says, no, we like pedophiles. And New York Times says, leave pedophiles alone. And the UN says, let's legalize it down to age 13. That's what it's all about, is these people doing whatever they want. And there are homosexual monsters, heterosexual monsters. But when you go after young people, you're called a pedophile. And when you go after young people to sexualize them, you're called a corrupter. And that's why the big movie's coming out that they've tried to suppress that exposes all of this, The Open Secret. And that's why we've linked to it, and Drudge has linked to it, and everybody else should link to it and promote it. It's free online so people can understand what's really going on and how Hollywood has hundreds of convicted high-level pedophiles who get hired again to work on children's sets at Nickelodeon, Viacom, Disney. It's incredible. And I told you, it's all coming down. It's because Trump and the nationalist movement has been the catalyst to begin bringing this down. And what we've got on screen right there is the trailer for it, but the full film is online at Infowars.com. That's where you go, and you can see The Open Secret for free. Just type that in for free, and you'll find the link and get it out to everybody. So, media downplays Kevin Spacey child molestation allegation, focuses on sexuality in the headlines. Actor Kevin Spacey declares he lives life as a gay man. Why is this just breaking now? So using tolerance as a shield for a party he admits he drug a 14-year-old into and threw on the bed and tried to have sex with, reportedly. Kevin Spacey announced Sunday night that he will live as a gay man. Oh, we really couldn't tell in some of the movies you played when it was so natural. I mean, give us a break. Now this is being used as a distraction. And just remember that. Everything they accuse us of, they've been doing in triplicate, and they've been operating like they've been above the law for 50, 60 years, the globalists have. The sources of corruption and filth in D.C., in New York, in L.A. And I'm not saying everybody in New York or L.A. or D.C. is a bad person. I'm saying the arrogant culture of the corrupt elites, looking at everybody else as animals, has been out of control, and now equilibrium's coming back. The pendulum is now swinging back. And at first, when the pendulum is going the other direction, it slows down, it stops. And a couple of years ago, the pendulum swinging towards anarchy, Satanism, pedophilia, devil worship, total corruption, had swung all the way towards the reckless left. And now it's beginning to swing back, and it starts swinging faster and faster as it goes back the other direction. And all of you that are into this stuff, you got a couple hundred-year wait. Historically, things are compressed now, so it might be a 10-year wait. You've got a 100-year, 200-year wait until you hit your peak again of being able to sexualize children in preschool and teach them how to perform fellatio on whatever. So, good luck, scum. Your time's coming to an end.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful cream. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing and fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nanosilver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to HeartDrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit HeartDrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Door, Alan Dershowitz, lifelong Democrat, attorney, Harvard Law School professor, and author of Trumped Up. You actually predicted what is happening right now in this book.
Sure. It's all about leverage. They're going after Manafort on something that apparently has nothing to do with Trump. Years ago, his own business.
Tax fraud.
Yeah. But what they're saying to him is, we got you now, and we don't care about that. But if you can tell us something about Trump and the campaign and collusion, we'll give you a get-out-of-jail card free. So it's all about leverage. That's the way prosecutors work.
And Gates lasts a little bit longer, a longtime protege with the same international contacts. And after Manafort was jettisoned, he stayed. Then he went to a super PAC, and then they told him to leave the super PAC. One thing is, the Trump people did move quick to get rid of Manafort as soon as these Eastern European ties came up.
Sure. And that will help Trump distance himself. But Manafort knows where the bodies are buried. He was an intimate. And if anything happened wrong in the campaign, and there's no evidence that anything did, Manafort would know about it. Even if he wasn't directly there, he'd have heard about it.
Sure.
And so this is an important event for Mueller to try to get leverage over this intimate. You know, the first rule in American crime is if you're going to commit a crime, commit it with somebody more important than you are. So you can turn them in. They can't turn you in.
Right.
And that's what's going to happen. Now, you know, there may be a deal in the works. He may be trying to make a deal with the prosecution. He may be dangling the information so that he wants Trump to pardon him. I don't think Trump's going to pardon him. I think politically that would be, he could, of course, politically that would be difficult. Legally, constitutionally, there'd be no problem in doing it. But Manafort now is the first domino. And what Mueller wants to do is see him as the first domino, the second domino, the third domino, ultimately trying to get to the big domino, that is President
Trump. What if Manafort doesn't have anything on the president?
Then he's
no more Russia collusion? Are we done with this?
And he's going to twist in the wind. Because nobody's, if he has nothing to offer, then he's just going to have to defend himself on these financial charges that have nothing to do with Trump. This shows the danger of a special prosecutor.
It certainly does, especially when that special prosecutor 8 years ago was a bagman on the tarmac with the FSB, KGB, giving him weapons-grade uranium samples for then Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. And then they do a uranium deal for 20 to 30% of our uranium, and now we learn they get hundreds of millions of dollars. And the foundation is totally offshore, billions of dollars in it. Manafort was running the major campaign in Ukraine and directing tens of millions of dollars around paying people with offshore accounts. It's what you do when you're offshore working for another country. It's totally legal. I remember talking to Roger Stone 6 months ago, and he said, I've talked to Manafort, a good friend of mine, former business partners, and he said all it might be is like filling out tax forms about offshore businesses. And that's sure enough what it is. That's why I've never gotten offshore accounts to put money so that they're, you know, outside of the hands of the government or lawsuits or whatever, even a small amount, when lawyers have tried to get me to, because I've read the regulations. They've written it where they can indict Jesus Christ. They can indict a ham sandwich, folks. They can indict mountain air in Colorado as being satanic. I mean, but what's crazy is I've never seen the equivalent of having Hitler preside over the Nuremberg trials after World War II. I mean, you've got the Clintons and the Democrats historically on the payroll of the Russians. And now they're totally on the payroll, totally caught, just like Roger Stone said a year and a half ago here, blaming everybody but them for the Russian collusion, even telling Tucker Carlson, oh, you're probably a Russian agent. You're being paid by Putin. Rand Paul, John McCain said, we know Rand Paul's being paid by Putin. And Rand Paul said, I don't even know how to respond to that. It, of course, was totally untrue. Just like Fusion GPS, that they now we know paid $12-plus million dollars for? I mean, I guess they could have paid a homeless schizophrenic $5. He'd come up with a story better than this. Roger Stone, former head of the Trump campaign, good friends with Manafort. InfoWars broke the news that it wasn't just Manafort, but it was his assistant and others yesterday. And now the word is they want to go after Flynn as well. This other guy, I guess, had a plea bargain last minute. What is the latest intel that you have for us?
Well, Alex, InfoWars certainly on an incredible roll. It was InfoWars who broke the story of the release of the classified JFK documents. It was InfoWars that broke the story of the identity of the Bush Rubio Republican money man, Paul Singer, who was the initial funder of the dirty dossier prepared by GPS Fusion. And then yesterday it was InfoWars that broke the story definitively that it was Paul Manafort and his longtime associate and deputy in the Trump campaign, Rick Gates, who indeed were indicted this morning. I am a little confused. I thought Mueller's investigation pertained to Russian collusion in the 2016 election. These charges seem to have nothing whatsoever to do with that. Looks to me like they charged Manafort with everything but the Lincoln assassination. And I think the play here is clear to the American people. They seek to pressure Paul Manafort to bear false witness against the president, to say, yes, I colluded with the Russians, and Donald Trump knew all about it. And that, of course, would be perjury. That would be a lie. And I've known Paul Manafort for over 40 years, almost 50 years. He was an usher in my wedding to my lovely wife, and he is was my campaign manager when I ran for Young Republican National Chairman successfully, 1977. We go all the way back to college Republicans in Connecticut. I don't believe he will bear false witness against the president. I believe he will plead not guilty to these charges, but it appears to me that that Mueller seeks to treat this like some kind of a mafia drug case. There I am with Lee Atwater, the late Lee Atwater, and my friend Manafort. It's during the heyday of Black Manafort and Atwater.
And by the way, when it was one of the biggest lobbying firms in D.C., let's be clear here about this. They have accused you of being a Russian agent, a kingpin with no evidence, said that I get my directives and money directly from the Kremlin. Just, that is absolutely 100% BS. Zero truth in that. But then they, again, accused Rand Paul, Tucker Carlson. This is ridiculous. It's like, which? It's like a Monty Python skit if it wasn't so dangerous.
No, it's neo-McCarthyism. If you're not in favor of thermonuclear war with the Russians over Syria, well, then you're a traitor to the United States. You're not a loyal American. I mean, this is reaching absurd proportions. It's very clear to me what the president needs to do here, Alex, and that is he must insist upon the appointment of a special counsel on the issue of Uranium One. That investigation would have to focus on Mr. Mueller, Mr. Comey, Mr. McCabe, the associate director of the FBI, and Rod Rosenstein, then the U.S. attorney, now the de facto attorney general of the United States. Those gentlemen would have to step down if they were the target of a federal investigation. The president's tweet is exactly right here. There was a presidential candidate in bed with Putin. There was a presidential candidate pocketing millions from Russians close to Putin. But that candidate is Hillary Clinton, and this investigation is focused at the wrong people where there is no crime. In the Uranium One matter, there is most definitely a crime and a cover-up by the Clinton Department, by the Obama Justice Department.
And you've got Mueller covering it up. You've got him in bed with the Russians. You've got him as a backman. You've got him getting way more money than Trump's ever gotten from Russians. In fact, Trump's gotten zero. How do they think they can get away with this galactic record conflict of interest? I've never seen a conflict of interest like this. This is comic book level. It'd be like in your divorce case, if you were the judge against your spouse. It's just you have to recuse yourself. You have to resign.
Well, what's amazing here, of course, is the role of the Trump Justice Department. Right now, the Trump Justice Department is...
Yeah, let's talk about that, because it was a bunch of Obama holdovers that basically did this whole thing. This is a literal attempted legal coup against the president. When I say legal, I mean by legal system. It's not legal. It's clear tyranny. We'll be back with Roger Stone. I'm Alex Jones.
Hey, Daniel Bremen, why Numana Storable Foods?
We believe in freedom. America needs strong, independent families to endure what's ahead, and we take this charge seriously. We got options, organic, no gluten, without the chemicals, great taste and value. Numana is a no-lose investment for your family's food independence.
Get your Numana today. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Online discounts available at powerprepper.com, powerprepper.com.
I'm Chris Walls, and I'm a truck driver from Missouri. For 13 hours a night, I sit in my truck and I drive. Out of boredom, I'll stop and eat. If I'm not doing fast food, I guarantee there's a bag of chips open on my dashboard. That was all until Andro 400. I started out 4 months ago, and since taking Andro 400, I have dropped 45 pounds. I'm sleeping better. There's no cravings. I actually don't even think about food. My knee pain went away. I've had some lower back issues, and I've noticed that that went away, and I can only contribute that to Andro 400. One thing that Andro 400 said on the radio ad, does it attacks belly fat? Well, let me tell you, it did. The second month is where I saw a drastic change in the size of my stomach. I've lost 6 inches. This product really does work.
So guys, if you'd like to experience similar results, then get Andro 400. the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com. Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter packs lights wet wood, floats, and can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency or camp stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils 20 ounces of water in under 3 minutes with controllable heat and temp from 425 to 1500 degrees. Free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com and use discount code RADIO30 at the 3x for 30% off your order. InstaFire. Fire in an instant.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
The poets tell how Pancho fell and left his living in a cheap hotel.
Well, this is from last night where InfoWars spoiled Mueller's shock indictment. Here it is. We put out the names exclusively here of who's been indicted, according to our sources, and who is going to be arrested tomorrow, and who's been told, don't try to use your passport and don't try to leave the country. Urgent. Paul Manafort and his campaign deputy will be indicted tomorrow morning with a third unidentified person. I am boarding a plane. Deputy Rick Gates is the other deputy. That's Manafort and then Rick Gates. I do not know the charge, and the source does not know, again, the third person. Or then later I learned who the person was, but they don't want that out because they don't want it known because they haven't talked to him. So that's that. Get tomorrow's news today here at InfoWars. That's why they want to shut us down. They do not like it. They don't want you having access to that or you having access to us to give us info in a symbiotic relationship. Roger, it isn't like we're taking a position here to be right. The Democrats are completely in bed with the Russians, the communist Chinese, everybody else. They found nothing in a year-long investigation. They created a 13-plus million dollar dossier. The Democrats just gave $12,400,000. Obama gave $900,000. The Republicans paid $50,000 to start the thing rolling, and it's just a complete made-up fiction. Now they're going ahead with indictments and you read this indictment, I've gone over it. You've got the floor here in the next few minutes. Tell us what's happening and what's unfolding and what the next shoe to drop are.
Well, I really think the answer here, Alex, is when are we going to get a Trump Justice Department? Right now, we seem to still have the Obama Justice Department. Rod Rosenstein is the de facto attorney general. He is a liberal Republican from Maryland who was appointed at the recommendation, unbelievably, of Baltimore Democrat Congressman Elijah Cummings. His appointment was pushed by Reince Priebus, the former White House chief of staff, and he is up to his ears as U.S. attorney in the Uranium One matter. But incredibly, the Trump Justice Department is in federal court today arguing against the release of Hillary's emails. The Trump Justice Department needs to launch an investigation, a special counsel, if you will, to look into the matter of Uranium One, where we know that Mr. Mueller, Mr. Comey, Mr. McCabe, the associate director of the FBI, who authorized the use of taxpayer monies to pay Fusion GPS or GPS Fusion for the dirty dossier, and whose wife received a giant infusion of cash to her state Senate campaign from the Clintons, funneled through Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe, and then, of course, Rosenstein himself. So it seems to me that we do need a special prosecutor, but not to look into the non-crime of Russian collusion, which is unproven, or for which there's still no evidence, but Uranium One, where there is a very real crime, the cover-up of bribery involving the Russians, Bill and Hillary Clinton, and their foundation.
Now, Roger, separately, we see massive arrests of pedophiles everywhere. We know that's a big part of Hollywood's operation. You've got reports here of top Hollywood star Kevin Spacey apologizing for trying to rape a 14-year-old at some party. They're trying to spin that as him coming out of the closet. Neither you or I, you know, are anti-LBGT, whatever. The point is, I'm not even concerned with what people do in their own lives. But I don't like when children get targeted. And you've got that constellation floating around. You've got the NFL with record low ratings. The seats are empty. Everything they touch is falling apart politically right now. How does that add into the mix of this? Because even if they're able to bring down Trump, which I don't think they'll be able to, it would be a Pyrrhic victory because the public globally is awakening.
Well, and watch the president's tweets. You see, he totally gets it. The focus should not be on the question of Russian collusion in the Trump campaign. They've spent millions of tax dollars and countless hours looking into that, and they've come up empty-handed. If Mr. Mueller is going to bring charges today, they should have related in some way to Russia. This clearly is an attempt to pressure Manafort to make things up against the president. I've known him over 50 years. I just don't believe he's going to do that, that he's not going to lie against the President of the United States in some bid to save his own skin. And I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt. In our system, you are innocent until proven guilty. I don't even know that he's guilty of the many things he's accused of today. He's going to have his day in court. But this is an effort that they use in mafia drug cases to try to squeeze somebody to bring in a bigger fish. In this case, the only bigger fish is the President of the United States. It is outrageous. We need a Justice Department that is committed to the rule of law, and the President's tweet is exactly right. Why do Bill and Hillary Clinton continue to skate on provably illegal activities in connection with Uranium One and other scandals with impunity? It's outrageous.
Well, I got to tell you, Roger, that personally, this just disgusts me so much. Not that I'm even scared of Mueller and how the media worships him and acts like he's God and Lord of the Swamp. It's the way these criminals are so arrogant and how they're trying to run the country in the ground and how they're trying to stop the recovery and trying to kill tax cuts. And they're just so nasty. They're beyond any villains in any literature or any movies I've ever seen, because truth is stranger than fiction. These people really think they own America. And they want a shrunken, starving America that they can control and buggy whip around. And I'm just personally done with them. And I want them to know, no matter what happens, Mueller and all these other criminals better know that the only place they're popular is in the ass end of this country, Washington, D.C. Everywhere else, they're hated and need to get out of the country.
Well, and Alex, as you know, Twitter suspended my my Twitter feed where I had 298,000 followers when I objected to Don Lemon on CNN saying over and over again, the Clintons have been exonerated on Uranium One. Now, I look at the feed of Keith Olbermann, who uses obscenity constantly, attacking the president of the United States, drops the F-bomb. Twitter won't tell me specifically where I violated their guidelines. In fact, they told me that I was temporarily suspended for 3 hours and 22 minutes, and then at the end of that, my account just went dead.
And by the way, do 5 more minutes with us in the next hour before our next guest joins us in studio. Dinesh D'Souza tweeted out a composite of dozens of tweets calling for violence against conservatives, against libertarians, calling people all sorts of horrible names by Keith Olbermann. He's allowed to be there. But if you say that Don Lemon is as dumb as dog crap, you get yours suspended. And that's what the next hour is about. Antifa is allowed to death threat and attack our guest and prominent people and veterans. And if they just mildly respond back, they're banned. And it's because, just like the intelligence agencies are filled with people like Reality Winner, it's the same thing at Twitter, Facebook, Google, and others. We're going to come back to you here in just a moment. Before I go any further here, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to let you know that if you want to fund our operations in the face of the globalists so we can hire more people, have more reporters in the field, and have more analysts to continue to dominate the globalists in the middle of this intense war, you want to go to InfoWarsStore.com today. And we have hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of items there. We have 50% off on colloidal silver. Now, that is going to have to end this week. Super high quality. I don't tell you the great benefits of it, how it's a backup for infections and other problems. I'm not saying it's a silver bullet or a magic bullet or a panacea, but it's darn close. That's why it's called silver bullet. It's just another option in your arsenal for yourself and your family. And it's the very highest quality, 50% off. Now, we also have Anthroplex, which for stamina, libido, energy, you name it. That is 50% off. That's about to end. And we also have Winter Sun, the highest quality organic vitamin D3. Take it in liquid form under the tongue. It is 50% off. And I promise you, because I've been so busy, I haven't done new specials in a week. These are gone tomorrow. They are gone tomorrow. By Wednesday, these deals will be gone. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. And it's a commitment. Sign up for AutoShip, get additional 10% off for supporting us and yourself so you don't have to forget. Sign up for every 15 days, every month, every 2 months, every 3 months. Cancel anytime. Get an additional 10% off. And that way you're supporting us each month. And don't forget to reorder these high-quality products. We've got the ozonated olive oil that people love that sells out so quick. That just came back in stock a few days ago. That's going to be sold out in days. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. We have the new limited edition anti-fascist, anti-communist shirts to take the Antifa logo and turn it into patriotism to trigger them. That's the limited edition shirt available at InfoWarsStore.com as well. So take advantage of that. It's quite a deal at $13.95. But it takes money to fund a war against the globalists. You've been doing it. It's an info war, and we salute you. We'll be back on the other side with hour number two with a massive censorship. Stay with us.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research,